Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, mummies and daddies, this is Adam.
讲到 mummies and daddies 呢，就是我们的听众里面确实有很多都是父母，以及最近我们搞了一次活动嘛，就征集大家想听到的话题。首先要谢谢大家，真的给我们提供了非常非常多很丰富的话题，我们有机会呢都会来做啊。但其中有一类的话题特别受欢迎，被提的特别多的就是 parenting。
That's right. This was one of the most requested topics during that recent campaign.
那我们今天就要来讲讲 parenting, 教孩子做父母。但首先必须说 ,we are no experts.
Well, you're more of an expert than I am, Jenny. I don't have kids.
Well, I'm no expert. 我不是专家。I'm just a parent who is struggling. 很不容易。
Yeah, I can't imagine that parenting is very easy.
而且有时候觉得啊，是不是做父母越来越难了？ Is parenting getting harder and harder?
Well, screens are getting more and more common, so I would imagine that in and of itself makes parenting harder and harder.
对，在北美特别是啊，就在国内我觉得学业压力 academic pressure， 在国外呢没那么多学业压力，但是就是你刚刚说的 screens， 各种电子产品设备，就网络对小孩的这个，anyway, parenting is never easy, it's hard, I don't know if it's getting harder, because I'm sure previous generations, 那个时候我们的前辈，我们的爸爸妈妈爷爷奶奶，他们要面对的那个困难和现在不一样，但是也很多。
Right. Oh, it's too bad we didn't get your parents on this show for a special interview.
你想问问我父母，我小时候是不是很不听话？
I would imagine that you were always pretty 听话, Jenny. But just want to know, how was parenting hard for them? In any case, we've used this word parenting so many times already today. We should probably take a closer look at the concept, at the idea.
对，其实我们初学英文的时候就会学到 parents 这个词，对吧？你的爸爸妈妈 they are your parents.
That's right. So the word parent is a noun, and many of us have two parents, so that means it is a countable noun. One parent, two parents.
但它也可以做动词来使用。
Yes, parents parent their children.
Yeah, 所以你可以说 it's a parent's job to parent, 管教小孩。
That's right, that's right. Now, we have also used the word parenting.
这个是大的一个概念，对吧？就是 like the concept of being parents.
That's right. So Jenny said that parenting is hard. So we just mean all parenting or all instances of parenting.
就亲子管小孩 like it really encompasses, includes all of these things.那 I would say parenting is also complicated. 每个家庭的情况不一样，每个孩子，每个父母的情况也不一样，所以没有这种啊，我听了这个专家的建议，他就一定 work for me, right?
Right, right. Because there's no one size fits all approach to parenting. I know so many stories of the older brother being an angel, and we're the best parents in the world because our kid is so good. And then the younger brother comes along, and younger brother is a, well, put it this way, not an angel.
对，所以啊，就是做父母嘛，永远都有很多挑战啊。那要讲到就是管孩子或做父母的挑战，这个可不可以叫 parenting challenges?
Yes, absolutely. Parenting challenges, parenting issues, parenting problems. I mean, that sounds nice with the two P's.
对对，好了，我们不要讲那么多什么 problems, challenges. 我们现在讲讲，因为这也有不同的风格嘛。
Okay, so that's another way we can use parenting, parenting styles.
对，最宽泛的讲嘛，就有一些比较严格，有一些会比较松。
That's right. So are your parents super strict or are they super...Lax, are they super relaxed?
所以严格我们可以用 strict 这个形容词。那松呢，就像 Adam 刚说的，用 relaxed 就可以啊。或者就是这几年有很多这种就是专有名词啊，像英语里说的直升机父母。
Right, right, helicopter parents.
这个他的意思就是比较 strict, 是吧？而且就是小孩的they're very, very involved, 要帮小孩 decide 好多事情。
I think involved is the key word there. I'm sure they are very strict, or I'm sure many helicopter parents are very strict, but the idea is that they are always there. So the child does not have any room or space to develop any independence.
对，他之所以叫 helicopter, 就是说好像直升机一直在你的头顶那样盘旋哈，一直 hovering above your head. 但这个可怜天下父母心啊，我们不就是为他好吗？为孩子好吗？
Right, right. Well, we all want what's best for our kids, of course.
Yeah.
But man, sometimes those kids just need room to breathe, room to run around.
对，我就想到我们前段时间做那个鸡蛋的节目，有讲到散养鸡啊，就 free range, 这个其实这几年也是越来越多的形容 parenting.
Right, free range parenting. And again, we don't want to say that all people who practice free range parenting are super relaxed and are never strict with their kids. It's just that the goal is to make these kids independent.
对，其实我觉得你讲得很好啊，就是这个 free range parenting 不代表说 they're not involved or they don't care、mm. 可能那个 approach 和最后的其实目的，我觉得很多 helicopter parents 我们也是希望他最后能自己 independent 啊，但是我们选用的那个 approach 手法可能有点不一样。
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it does depend on你的小孩是什么样的，或者你是什么样的。就像我觉得我是一个挺 cautious 的人，很谨慎、mm. 很喜欢 plan. So、mm-hmm. I can never be too free range, 因为可能我的性格、mm. you know, like...
No, I totally hear you, Jenny. And it's unfortunate that there isn't a concept or an idea that's a little bit more middle of the road, that maybe、
right.
some helicopter parents would be more comfortable becoming just a little bitfree range or vice versa?
我觉得在生活当中多多少少都是有，大家就是其实是会有个度的哈，就是你刚刚说的 middle of the road, 有些事情你就应该要严，但有些事情啊，就以前我也分享过创业啊， don't sweat the small stuff, 有些可能不是那么重要的、mm. just let it go, 算了算了。
That's right. Now, of course, it is also helpful if you have a partner, and ideally you have a partner,who can balance some of your personality, right?
就是中文我们会说一个唱红脸，一个唱白脸。
Oh, yeah, okay. In English, we actually use police to describe、
oh.
this phenomenon.
对对对，好警察，坏警察，是吧？
Right, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, so, and the verb we use to play, like who plays the, or who is the good cop, who is the bad cop?
Right, right, exactly.
哎，其实讲到谁是这个红脸，谁是白脸啊？有的时候现在就很多父母也会问说 ，Oh, do I want to be more like my kids' friends or more like their parents?、Mm. 跟他做朋友呢，还是真的就是做父母
？Oh, I know this one is tough, right? Because you've got to be with this person for at least 20 years. So ideally, you would like to get along with them.
我就觉得啦，我的那个答案永远就是 middle of the road. 你有的时候得跟他做朋友，有的时候还是需要跟他做父母。Depends on, 就像刚刚讲的 ,depends on your kid's personality, your personality.、
Right.
It also depends on, like, the situation, 那个事情，还有小孩的成长阶段。对吧、
right.
就是可能我们都很有体会 ,as we got older, our relationship with our parents really became,More like friends than, 对就不是啊，你小时候父母要管你那种。
Right, right, yeah. Like my relationship with my dad, for example, between the ages of 15 and 25, like I don't ever want to have to relive that again.
那个时候，对，因为进入青春期，那个时候会rebellious, 叛逆，可能每个人即使再乖的小孩，那个时候我觉得我妈妈也是对我很头疼。
Right, right, right. But now things couldn't be better, right? And we are friends, we are pals. So、the parenting's done, I guess. I'm 40, so I assume the parenting's done.
好，那其实我觉得在 parenting 里面还有一个很重要的概念，就是孩子听话不听话啊。中文我们说听话，英语可以用 listen 吗？ Do they listen to you? Do they listen to what you say?
Well, there was one word that a friend of mine, who is a daddy, used the other day, and that is obedient.
Oh, obedient, 服从顺服或者那个动词就是 to obey, like do your kids obey you? Do they do what you say?
Right, right. His point was like, I wish we had had obedient daughters instead of these very non-obedient boys.
Obedient, 对我觉得 obedient 有点像中文那个听话，但也就是说我们中文那个听话也不是说他要完全顺服，就 overall 你知道是比较听父母话。
Right, and actually even using this word obey, I mean it's a bit too formal for the situation. We really just use listen. Do they listen or don't they listen?
Oh, so it's very similar to Chinese, 就听话不听话，对吧？
Right, right, exactly.
对，其实我觉得就孩子听话不听话哦，真的最终还是要取决于他跟你的关系，你跟他的关系。You know, I've been reading a lot of parenting books, watching videos from experts. 反正我觉得好多这些专家的建议啊，我看的很多最后都是说 parents relax.Most kids will turn out fine as adults. 就是你先放宽心，大多数的孩子长大吧，都就是 turn out to be fine, 就是他不会有什么大的错误、大过失啊。但当然你想让他特别飞黄腾达、特别 outstanding, 那也是另外一回事儿。
Hey, you know, it's funny you mentioned this. My dad has a lot of friends in their 40s and 50s who have kids and who are so worried that they're going to screw up their kids somehow. Oh, what if I make bedtime too early? Or what if I make bedtime too late? Oh, my kid.
就觉得他人生会 fail, 然后你觉得 you fail as parents.
I failed too. We all failed. Oh, and of course, my dad is just saying, like, look, relax. You should have seen my kid. You should have seen this guy, Adam, growing up. And look
he
at him
now. He never did his homework. Look.
Homework? And now he's... Who cares about that, you know?
对对，所以，哎，当然了，这些事情都是说起来容易，做起来难。我经常，you know, 提醒我自己，you know, just don't sweat the small stuff. Relax. 但我有的时候看我小孩写字如果写的不是那么整齐，我还是会很 you know, just keep nagging them. 为什么不写整齐一点，擦掉重写？就是说，他们觉得这是个很小的事儿，但我说 no, it will ruin your life. 你如果写字不好好写，你一辈子就会毁掉，因为你没有好的习惯，你不认真，哒哒哒哒哒。And they just tune out. 因为他那么小，他不会理解为什么我说这个 you know such a small thing. Mommy is saying my life will be ruined. And
right.
Anyway 啊，我还是真的感觉亲子啊，这个小孩听不听话，我们最后都是希望他，就像你说的，能成为，对自己对社会有用的人，成为 independent, 能自立，对吧 ？Independent 还是要建立在一个亲密的关系。That's why we call it 亲子。
Right, 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 right. Pretty intimate bond there.
Yeah, so you really have to have that tight.Bond as the foundation. 因为我现在真的感觉我再让他们好好的写字、我有 给他们很多的要求或者期望。If I don't have that bond with them, 他即使是做了我希望他做的事情，但是可能你哎一不盯着他，他又不做了。所以真的那个我们一直讲这个 bond, 亲密的关系、tight bond between parents and kids.Is the foundation, 是一个基础。那现在我们也经常说啊，其实对孩子来说，这个父母的陪伴是最重要的。那陪伴用英语可以怎么讲呢？
Well, I'll tell you what not to say, Jenny. Don't say accompany them.
哦，是吗？ Accompany 查词典不就是陪伴吗？为什么不能说呢？
Well, you would accompany them to a specific place.But in life, we don't use this for this more abstract idea of being there for them or being present for them or showing up for them.
Okay, 明白了。所以 accompany 更多是说陪伴他去一个地方。但是你说父母的这种对孩子的陪伴是你要在他的生活里，对吧？你要有一个 tight bond with them. 所以呢，用刚刚 Adam 说的这些 whether it's to be there for them, to be present in their lives, or to show up for them. 就这些说法是更好的。
Right, exactly.
但是啦，总之父母对孩子还是会有期望、期待和一些要求啊。这个我们是不是可以用比如 expectation 来表达？
Yeah, expectation is good. It's better than demand, anyway. Better than having demands. Like, for example, you should be clear with your expectations, right? In fact, if you are going to live in this house, you need to do dot, 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 dot. That is probably very helpful for the kid. Demand, just, it doesn't really work here.
Demand 就有点太... 太严厉，而且 yeah, it's too harsh. 好，那 requirements 呢？
No. Just expectations. Parental expectations.
啊，好，但是节目最后我还是想要问 Adam， 虽然你自己还没孩子啊，但是就从你自己做儿子的经历里面吧，或者直接看身边的朋友有什么特别最后结束想分享的吗
？Right. Yeah. Well, from the outside looking in, of course.All I would say is try not to give your baggage or your weight to your kids. Like I see so many parents, maybe the parent was a failed musician, so the kid must practice music all the time. They're putting that weight onto the kid. Or another example I know, one guy growing up, he had to cook in his parents' kitchen, and he hated it. And so now he refuses to teach his son how to cook, even though the son wants to learn. So don't put your baggage, don't put your weight onto these kids, because life is going to give them plenty of baggage on their own.
你说不要把自己的这个重担、包袱或者期望 expectation 放在孩子身上啊。因为他的人生会有他人生自己的这些重担期望会给他是吧
You can give them your expectations because that is being clear. You are being clear about what you want. The point is don't give them your failure, your weight, the things that you personally are carrying that you can't put down.
我以前没机会学这个东西或者什么所以孩子一定要学之类的。
Right, 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 exactly. There's tons of examples of that, but that just means that we need to be aware of ourselves, who we are in this special parenting relationship. Try to be the best we can for our kids.
其实对我来说最大的这个 biggest lesson 吧，就是 enjoy your kids more, have more fun with them. 当然我觉得我在国外比较容易说这个，学业压力没那么大。
Right.
但我确实有段时间我对我孩子的那个课业要求特别特别高。但是他们，一个他们现在的年龄可能也无法，就他们不 get 我那个点，是吧？还有一个我就发现，哎呀，我生活里就他们和我在一起的时间没有什么 joy, 他们就觉得妈妈特别的严厉。那这样我说的很多话、
right.
其实他们最后是不听的因为就觉得和妈妈在一起 There's no fun.
Right. Hey, and speaking of joy, it's such joy for us to read comments from you guys. So we would like to know your opinions on parenting.
对非常希望大家分享自己的故事和感受啊。And lastly...I want to say, 因为我们有不少听众都是和孩子一起收听我们的节目的，非常感谢大家，而且我们也很希望就是一起听潘吉Jenny告诉你的时候，对你们来讲是很快乐、很 joyful 的一个 experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, two thumbs up for you guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
下次再见。